North Iowa's best variety is 95.9 KCHA, bright and early on this Monday morning. Of course, we've got plenty of events coming up, as always, at the Charles City Public Library. It is time for today's Community Conversations, being brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And joining us via a phone line this morning is the Charles City Public Library Director, Annette Dean. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning.
Hopefully your week's starting off well.
It is, yeah.
Perfect. Of course, got a lot of rain and stuff to go this week. But, you know, we have a lot of indoor events coming up this week, too. Talk about your children events, first and foremost.
Yeah, well, so this week we will continue having Stories and More on Thursdays at 10 a.m. That's where Miss Stacy, it's our old story time. She reads stories and songs and activities, and that's for kindergarten, pre-K, and younger. So that is going every Thursday. Other kids' activities, we're kind of on a furlough for the next 2 weeks. We are getting ready for our big kickoff on May 31st at 1 p.m., and it's from 1 to 3. It's a come-and-go program. We're going to have the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium bring their stingray touch tank.
Oh, that's cool.
And so kids and adults, they let adults touch the stingrays and the sharks too. but you'll stand in line and they'll do some education as you're standing in line, and you can touch the stingrays. We will also have snacks and crafts, and we will have the registration for all of our summer library program events. All of those should, the flyers for those programs should be going out this week in your, or last week, this week or last week. So if you don't have a schedule of all the events, stop by at the library, we'll get it to you. So we're starting with our sign up actually starts on May 23rd for our summer library program. I should mention that Stingray Touch Tank is being sponsored by the Floyd County Community Partnership for Protecting Children. So we're very thankful to them for supplying us with the funds to host our stingrays.
Oh, definitely. How often do you have a chance to touch a stingray?
Not very often. I have never done it.
I have not either. That's right down my alley, too. I love fish. I love aquatic life. So, yeah, stingray would be the way to go. May 31st.
From 1 to 3. And so that'll be a, don't miss that event. They they should have, I'm anticipating a pretty long line. But
yes.
When we had the sharks, it was a pretty long line. But we'll have other activities and snacks and stuff to occupy the kids. So don't let the long line deter you.
Excellent.
And so then we'll move on to adult stuff. We've got our True Crime Book Club on May 29th at 5:30, and they are reading Tangled Vines, Power, Privilege, and the Murdoch Family Murders by John Glatt. So that will be the last True Crime Book Club before our summer break. So if you haven't picked up your copy, please stop by and pick it up and attend the discussion. It is on a Wednesday this month, and normally it's on a Monday. So
okay.
Memorial Day got in the way of our normal scheduling. and then we will be, we're taking sign up for the library loot boxes. This is, I think, the third time we've done that. You sign up for either June, July, or August, and you, the librarians select books for you, or books, movies, magazines, whatever you specify that you want. And then you also get some goodies to keep, so they're checked out to you at the normal time, and you can drop them off or drop off the checkout items whenever you want. But you get to keep the goodies and. Dana picked out some fun snacks and some fun bookmarks and that sort of stuff. So sign up for that.
Excellent. Well, lots of events coming up over the next couple of weeks. Now, that being said, you mentioned Memorial Day, which I had to look at a calendar. Memorial Day is coming up 1 week from today already. Obviously, you're going to be closed on Monday, but is there any summertime hour changes coming up for the library?
No, there is not. Nope.
So staying consistent with the hours.
Staying consistent. We will keep the same hours So we're open from 10 to 8 on Monday and Tuesday, 10 to 6 on Wednesday and Thursday, 10 to 5 on Friday, and 10 to 3 on Saturday. So no changes in hours right now.
Excellent. Remaining consistent. That's great news for me that, you know, people like me that forget things when things change. So that's perfect.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's talk about your website a bit. A great resource for pretty much everything. I'm actually looking at some of the book reviews that you posted, Charlie Davidson series by talk about those. Talk about the website.
So you can find that at www.charles-city.lib.ia.us. We do post book reviews kind of under the library news heading. Miss Stacy just submitted a whole bunch, so there's a few from her. Cameron usually does. Occasionally you get one from me. And the paper runs, the press runs those book reviews as well, so you can also catch them there. And I will be, actually, I haven't put any of the summer events on there. They're on our calendar, but they're not on slides yet, so I'm doing that later on today. So if you want a peek on some of the events that we've got coming up in June and July, check it out later on today.
Perfect. Will do. No rush on it, though, but definitely check out charles-city.lib.ia.us. And, of course, if you need to reach out to the library, you can stop by 106 Milwaukee Mall or call 641-257-6319, which all that information is on the website, too, so you can't go wrong there. Thank you very much, Annette, for joining us. We'll talk to you in a few weeks.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Annette Dean, once again, for the Charles City Public Library here on KCHA as part of Community Conversations, brought to you once again by Floyd County Medical Center.